When the Eightfold Path gets divided into three parts, virtue, concentration, and discernment, the concentration part starts with right effort. As you try to abandon unskillful qualities in the mind, develop skillful ones. And it's not something you start out doing when you're sitting here with your eyes closed. This practice is based on the precepts. So you've been looking at your behavior and beginning to notice that your actions are really determined by your intentions. That focuses your attention inside. And you start looking at what kind of qualities you develop as you go through the day. This is good preparation for sitting down with your eyes closed. Because if you've been careless in the course of the day, it's hard to rein the mind in when you sit here. But if you're careful about your mind, watching what kind of qualities are coming up, are they good, are they bad? The good ones should be encouraged, the bad ones should be discouraged. That's a basic part of getting the mind to settle down. Because the next step, of course, is right mindfulness, when you choose one topic to stay with. And again, it's two activities. Maintaining your focus on, say, the breath, and then trying to put aside any thoughts that deal with the world outside. So you're making distinctions, and you're learning some basic skills in how to get your mind to behave. You've also learned in the course of this probably that you can't just stomp out bad thoughts. The mind keeps going back, going back, going back to unskillful mind states. You want to ask, well, why? What's the attraction? What's the allure? This way you get to observe your mind in action. So that when the time does come to sit down and meditate with your eyes closed, you've already developed some good habits. You've learned how to make the distinction between where you should be and where you should not be. And you're learning how to bring your mind into the areas where it should be and stay away from the areas where it shouldn't. Buddha compares this to being a quail. As long as the quail stays in a field where the stones are all turned up by the plow, then it's safe. If a hawk comes down, the quail can hide behind the stones. But if it goes out of that field to an empty space where it hasn't been plowed up, then it's not safe. So you have to realize there are safe places for your mind to go and unsafe places. Safe qualities to develop and qualities are not safe. And learn how to do this in a way that the mind becomes more tame and more willing to be trained. That's when it's ready to settle down. So remember, you don't start your meditation simply sitting here with your eyes closed. You try to start it as you go through the day. This is a complete training. Because you're using the mind all the time. You don't use it only when you're sitting with your eyes closed. So you want to learn how to govern it in a skillful way as you go through the day. By the time you do come to sit here, you've developed good habits in the mind. It makes it easy to stay here. We observe the precepts here partly because it just makes it easier for us to live with one another, but also because observing the precepts, you begin to get sensitive to your mind. You learn things about your mind that are going to be useful to know. As you meditate, you develop mindfulness, the ability to keep a precept in mind, alertness, watching what your mind is actually doing, and ardency, wanting to do this well. Well, those are precisely the qualities that go into right mindfulness, and of course, right mindfulness, when it settles down, gets into right concentration. Meanwhile, you've learned some important distinctions between what's skillful and what's not skillful. That's the application of discernment. So you've got all three parts of the path working together here. It's working when they're working together in harmony like this. That's when the job gets done.